good to you again. I'm very pleased to say we have a full complement of pupils for you tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ourselves as pupils.
I am honored that you should feel this.
I think we all agree on that, don't we?
Yes.
Because, of course, although I come to you to try to instruct you on many things, I firstly feel that we have become close enough for us to become friends.
Yes. We are indeed friends, and we are honored to call you ours.
It is good that all have gathered this time. I know because of your lifestyles that it is not always possible. So, when we have all together, it brings so much more to these meetings.
This is much more energy you're able to use, isn't it, too?
The energies can be utilized more. I know this is something you do not fully understand, the usage of what we term energy.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't fully understand it.
But if you can imagine yourselves as individual beacons of light to come together produces such huge light. That is simplifying what happens when you all gather together. You understand?
Yes, it's a coalescence of all the lights, isn't it?
Yes. So, as the light collects together, so it can be used and can shine forth further within the universe. Because there is much gathering of energy here this time, it would seem sensible that we make use of it. Do you not agree?
Yes, maybe you feel desirable.
Therefore, I will speak for a short time only, thus enabling those others who stand close by to come to use others and to see what they can achieve amongst you. Because you know there is much more that has to be achieved within this group of people.
Yes, I'm very glad to know, well, we're all very glad to know that, and we look forward to helping in whichever way you advise.
I come only to help you all.
Quiet.
Therefore, we must take the opportunity when presented to us. But let me say this time only a few words to you. I know that there are amongst you some who would desire to do more. I have spoken about it before. I tell you once more that each and every one of you is so important to these meetings. All of you are producing your own energies, your own divine sparks, which create reality. Therefore, in joining together, you make happen what we are trying to achieve.
Good.
So, my friends, I would like each of you to find that importance within yourselves. To say, I am contributing to the whole. In that way, truly you will become as one. You understand?
Yes. Yes, it will be a unified effort, won't it?
It has to be so. We do not want separateness, because that would not achieve what is needed here. It would nullify the work that we have already done. So all of you must heal. I hope I use the correct term, importance. By that I do not mean that the ego must come forward.
No, we quite understand.
But you are important to the work here.
Yes, I have said before that I consider myself to be extremely lucky that I am able to be in such a unified group. Because all work for each other.
Of course, it is natural that there will be doubts sometimes amongst you. Here again, we speak about your thoughts and how you must train them to achieve all within your life. Because you see, by doing so, you are achieving what you have come here for. so often from you what it is about. What is it about? My dear friends, if still that question is within your mind, then the time has come to change the thought patterns. You understand?
Yes, I don't think any of us ought to be wondering, only accepting now.
I have to say, there are few doubts. I will not individualize now, but there are a few amongst you, but it is not too great a concern. It will alter. But I wanted to verbalize and bring it into the open.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a very good idea.
So that they can understand how important they also are to the whole scheme, the whole plan of what is to come.
So it behoves us all just to have complete and absolute acceptance without wanting to know the reason for why these things are happening.
I would not say absolute acceptance. I would differ with your words. What I would say is this. Question if you must. Find what suits you. But when you have analyzed those doubts, then put them where they belong and go forward. There is a slight difference.
Oh, I would agree, absolutely. I quoted merely because that is where I have arrived now after having gone through the period of doubting and questioning.
Yes. It is not something to be ashamed of. In fact, I would encourage questions, but not serious. Self-doubt, that is the problem. Self-doubt,
right.
That is what I speak of.
Mm-hmm.
So, dear friends, know that we are close by, know that we uphold you, uplift you, that we are in your daily lives. To encourage and sustain you.
Okay.
Now, I would say to you, let us see what can we achieve.
Yes, certainly. But before you withdraw, I'd like to thank you for your visit the other evening, if it was in fact you using the other instrument.
Please speak.
The other evening, when I had two instruments here, it was thought by one of them that you were speaking through her.
I have to say no.
Yes, I rather suspected that. That's why I questioned.
Let us talk a little, because this troubles me so.
Mm-hmm.
What was said, please?
I don't think much was said at all. It was just thought that it was you. Whether it was wishful thinking.
Let me say this to you, dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I have waited to come to the correct peoples, to be within this group. I have told you from the beginning that I was not one unit.
Yes.
But in saying this, only one aspect of me returns. I would say to you now, please take heed that outside of these meetings, I will not speak.
Thank you.
I may use instruments within this group, but not outside. Not yet, anyway.
No, I was a bit concerned about it. That's why I questioned. Thank you for answering.
I hope it will not dismay instruments being used, but sometimes the subconscious mind can interfere.
This is what I thought it might be.
I hope this has helped you.
Thank you very much. Yes, it has. I shan't mention it.
No, no need. No. But please be assured that I will not speak outside of this group.
Thank you. Now I shall know how to deal with it if it should occur again. I don't think it was any wish to deceive. But if you say the subconscious probably was operating on a wishful nature.
It is not something that you should be harsh about, because all instruments sometimes have doubts and allow the subconscious to raise to the surface.
Yes.
Unknowingly. They do not mean harm. And of course, it would be nothing sinister, of course, because here within these walls, you may well know all are protected.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be concerned about it. I accept that I was not here.
Thank you. That is all I wanted to know, really. I shall not raise the subject at all. Thank you.
Sandymet then withdrew, as he puts it, and the rest of the evening was devoted to the development of other members in the group.